In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD. She's at least 6 feet away, I guarantee that. It's Kitty Gill. Hello, Kitty.
Howdy.
Is that your real name, Kitty Gill? Because that's such a wonderful name.
Yes, it is my real name. It's actually, I was raised partially in Europe, and my mother is French, so she was looking for a name. X was the first one for 3 weeks, and then it was Kitiush and Kitty.
You know, I think we're going to have a lot of kids in about 9 months, don't you think, in the country?
I think so.
You got to get a song about that one. So where are you now? Where are you hunkered down?
I'm in Long Island, in Greenlawn.
Okay. Is that where you're from, or just moved there?
No. Originally New York City, then Paris, then back to New York, then Switzerland, then back to the States. Yeah.
Frequent flyer miles. Why did you do that?
Yeah. Well, my parents were European, and they wanted to raise us. Our first language was French. And they want us to raise us also in Switzerland. So that's where we ended up for several years.
No kidding. How wonderful. Was it a wonderful experience, or just kind of a drag for a kid to be dragged around the world?
It was difficult to leave, you know, at the age of 12 and a half or 13. But I've made some wonderful friends there. You know, it taught me some things about hiding.
About hiding. How so?
Yes. Well, because I didn't speak either language well. I had accents in both when I arrived to Switzerland and when I came back from Switzerland. I had forgotten all my English. So I was very shy because I wasn't fitting in. And I didn't know people who had been in high school or grade school together or elementary school. And so I was right there brand new and fresh, and I just hid in the pool room often.
I'm sure it broadened your horizons. It's found its way into your music, I would guarantee that, right?
It did. That was my saving grace. I started writing when I was 9 years old, so yes.
Ah, because you said, hey, I'm going to be a songwriter. Or was it because, hey, there's a song in me, I got to get it out?
It was really something I had to get out. And strangely enough, my parents didn't think it was a good idea to do that. And I don't think they really thought I was that great a songwriter anyway. I did it because I had to. It was in me anyway. My eldest mm-hmm. sister was writing songs at the time, and she was very good at it. I tried to copy her. So, but once I got into it at 9, that was it. I was hooked.
How are you feeling these days indoors? What have you been up to?
I'm also a therapist, so I work with clients, and I signed up for the Cuomo team to work with the helpline so that they could call us, with the first responders could call me as a volunteer. I'm
Fantastic.
On a waiting list
yeah.
right now.
Oh, wonderful.
There are thousands of us that have applied. We did a training, so that's very exciting for me. If I can feel useful, then I feel good.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Kitty Gill. Do you collaborate with other singer-songwriters, other musicians, or is it pretty much a solo undertaking?
Well, as a songwriter, I write my songs by myself, but I have a wonderful producer, Tom Griffiths, who I've known for 30 years, and a wonderful engineer, Mike Morrison, who I work with. I've been working with them for a very, very long time. They know me. They can, you know, we're all psychics between the three of us, so we can read our minds. But as far as writing the song, it's my mm-hmm. thing. I've always done that. I have trouble collaborating with people. I can't get out of my own way. I hear the song so clearly inside of me, and the words and the lyrics. I just can't. I can't make way. I've tried it, but I can't do it. I just can't do it.
Yeah, there's that French accent coming out. I can tell. Tell me about the song we're going to hear called Light Up the Horizon.
It's more a song about what we're all experiencing, and just the sign of the times. And I was feeling very strongly about what's been happening politically and energetically, economically, mm-hmm. and that just hit me like a storm.
And it is a therapeutic kind of song, naturally, yeah. from a person like you, right?
It is, yes. But I hope to reach out to people who are feeling hopeless at this time, and that's why I wrote that in essence to say that there's something we can do.
I do feel bad for the people that have always been on the edge to begin with, and now this is kind of moving them in the wrong direction, don't you think?
It is. It can, although I have to say I've known a lot of people in my practice who have been in the wrong direction, who are moving in a better direction. And if I can be a guide to do that, I feel great. But there's something about a lot of people that I'm working with, they're finding their way as with this challenge in ways that you wouldn't expect.
Fantastic. You probably had to cancel some gigs. Too bad about that.
Gigs? I don't do gigs. I don't like singing out loud in front of people. Are you out of your mind? I cannot do it. Yeah, I do not like to go out there. I don't want people to see me. I don't want them. If I could have a mask, I tried it many times. I did it in New York City in many different arenas, and I lose my voice.
Wow.
I go into a permanent state of paralysis.
So this staying at home has kind of worked out pretty well for you, Kitty.
Well, yeah.
What with the mask and the whole thing. Tell me about your website, or maybe you don't have one. You don't want people to get in touch with you. Where can people find out more about Kitty Gill, G-I-L-L?
KittyGillMusic.com.
Gotcha. Merci beaucoup. Bonne chance, Kitty Gill.
De rien. Merci aussi. C'était très gentil.
What you said. Here's the song, Light Up the Horizon, from Kitty Gill. Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight, 100.7 WHUD.
Thank you, Andy.